Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on August 10 regarding Armando Armando Paz, P-A-Z. Armando Paz is a 62-year-old male who reports he fell and lost his balance at work on 5/12/21. Brady states this was from a height of about 4 feet, and he struck his left side. But as a result, he believes he injured his arm, ribs, and back, and went to the emergency room the following day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his diagnosis to be left-sided fractured ribs. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Paz was seen at Atlantic Care on 5/13/21, where he underwent x-rays. Here they showed mildly displaced fractures, the left 6th, 7th, and 8th ribs. Period. There was no pneumothorax. Period. On 6/16/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio. Period. He asked into history that on 5/12/21, Mr. Paz was installing a pump within the boat that he exited to obtain materials. Period. While returning to the boat, he climbed up a ladder on the outside of the boat. Period. He laid the materials at the base of the hull and was walking to obtain his tools. Period. He then slipped and fell onto his left side and reportedly struck the left side of his chest wall on the border of the boat. Period. He had multiple complaints and Period. Upon exam, Dr. Ponzio found that he overreacted with light palpation. Period. He noted the results of the x-rays. Period. He indicated the nurse's note documented, quote, 3 left rib fractures that were non-displaced, period, end quote. He was going to continue on a light duty status and was prescribed Lazoderm patches and Norco, period. Dr. Ponzio performed a physical exam and found diffuse tenderness without spasms in the thoracic region. There was no limited movement for complaints of pain generation in the thoracic spine. Period. He limited active range of motion and did not offer complaints of pain when asked if he experienced them. Period. He had exquisite nonspecific tenderness with axial lumbar spine palpation. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. Upon presentation, he splinted his left arm against his chest wall with his forearm across the abdomen. Period. He had nonspecific tenderness from his shoulder to his hand, but there was no ecchymosis, comma, swelling, comma, deformity, comma, or crepitus with mobilization. Period. He had normal alignment of the elbow, comma, full passive mobilization upon distraction of the elbow and wrist, and no findings of elbow or wrist instability. Period. The left chest wall had no swelling, ecchymosis, or edema. Period. Dr. Ponzio diagnosed left-sided 6 through 8 mid-axillary non-displaced rib fractures, comma, unrelated headache, comma, unrelated neck pain, comma, unrelated upper back pain, comma, unrelated thoracic degenerative spondylosis, comma, unrelated lower back pain, comma, left shoulder pain whose relationship was uncertain, comma, left arm pain whose relationship was uncertain, comma, and symptom amplification. Period. He recommended additional x-rays and use of Tylenol. Period. ED and the petitioner had not reached maximum medical improvement at that juncture. Period. New paragraph. I am also in receipt of internal notes from Viking Yacht Health on 6/24/21. Period. He requested transportation for his appointment on 6/26/21, but was advised this could only be provided if they had another individual on light duty who was able to drive. Period. On the same visit, it was noted x-rays were going to be performed at the patient's convenience. Period. However, he returned on 6/30/21, stating he did not have x-rays done on 6/25/21. Period. He presented to Rothman Orthopedics on 7/28/21. Period. They observed Mr. Paz arrived to their office that day with a letter stating he had an IME with Dr. Ponzio. Period. This appointment was never scheduled, so Dr. Ponzio did not see Mr. Paz. Period. He was not in their office on Wednesdays. Period. New paragraph. He did follow up with Dr. Ponzio on 8/6/21. Period. He understood non-displaced rib fractures usually proceed to full healing without complication. Period. He also noticed a multitude of subjective complaints that were not previously offered. Period. This included the fact that the shoulder pain in the back of the shoulder, quote, grabs the whole shoulder, period, end quote. This is the only activity that increases his pain, period. He also reported a feeling like ants and tingling and numbness in the fingers except the thumb. Period. This came 1 to 2 times per day and persisted for 3 to 4 hours. Period. He claimed that he develops cramps in his arms. Period. However, he never mentioned anything about cramps previous to today or at any time in their conversation. Period. He did ultimately state he gets pain described as a cramp. Period. Dr. Ponzio The petitioner told Dr. Ponzio that he lifts something heavy all day long at work and that his wireless drill was heavy. Brady claims that returning to work worsened his symptoms, but his description of the radiating symptoms was worse at the 6/16/21 visit. Dr. Ponzio brought this to his attention, and then he tried to say that he felt that way at the beginning of the injury. However, Dr. Ponzio wrote, quote, this is absolutely not true, period, end quote. He was very specific with questions and documenting his history, but there was no confusion previously. But his claim is not reliable as it is conflicting, period. He had him undergo x-rays of the left humerus on 7/19/21 that were unremarkable. Period. X-rays of the left shoulder revealed calcific tendonitis and mild degenerative changes at the AC joint. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Perry followed up with Dr. Ponzio through 10-6-21. He had already received a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder on 9-22-21. Perry related that he had improved a lot. He still held his arm, but he still, when testing his deep tendon reflexes, Brady, however, when testing, he jumps, overreaction, saying that Dr. Ponzio moved his shoulder. Brady's arm was abducted 20 degrees. Brady, this was not so. Brady did have good strength, keeping his arm still and resisting movement. Brady also overreacts with the lightest touch to the shoulder. Brady, in addition, he has tenderness everywhere. There was no specificity to his tenderness. Beard's shoulder range of motion was much less in comparison to his movement when removing his t-shirt. Beard, in addition, he wears a pullover, claiming he does not like a button-down shirt. Beard, when asked if he developed numbness during the exam, he claimed that he did when deep tendon reflexes were tested. Beard, but the numbness suddenly vanished. Beard, in addition, he did not complain at the time of the examination of numbness. And Dr. Ponzio had to ask. Period. He did a pinch test. Period. When asked, he confirmed that he developed numbness in all four fingers. That persisted. Period. Quote, this is physiologically impossible and confirms Mr. Paz's symptom magnification. End quote, establishing all subjective components of his examination as being unreliable. Period. He was released from care to full duty. Period. Physical exam. Heart normal, lungs and torso. There was non-reproducible tenderness. Palpation about the left lateral ribs. Period. This was not present when distracted. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities upper. Passive left shoulder motion was full in all spheres, but abduction and internal rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Active range of motion was decreased in all spheres secondary to his pain. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitous tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. He was tender to the palpation anteriorly about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Spine, cervical. There was non-reproducible tenderness. Palpation at the left anterior chest wall. Thoracic is normal. Lumbosacral. He was tender to palpation at the upper left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Paratsu point, straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 90 degrees elicited thoracic tenderness that is non-physiologic. But there were no low back or radicular complaints. Period, on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period, impressions on 5-12-21, Armando Paz fell while at work. Period, he was seen at their in-house clinic and underwent x-rays on 5-13-21. Period, these identified rib fractures. Period, he then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 6-16-21. Period. Ongoing care was rendered with him over the next several weeks. Period. During that period of time, Mr. Paz demonstrated signs of symptom amplification and contradictory subjective complaints on a regular basis. Period. As of 10-6-21, Dr. Ponzio discharged him from care to full duty. Period. A paragraph of the current exam found variable mobility about the left shoulder. Period. Passively it was full, but actively was decreased secondary to pain. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulders and arms were negative. Period. He had non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left lateral ribs. Period. Heart and lung sounds were unremarkable. period. He had non-reproducible tenderness of palpation about the left anterior chest wall. Period. His lower extremity exam was normal, except without visualization due to remaining dressed. Period in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left arm, ribs, back, or chest. Period. End.